Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Justina Petrullo. On this episode, we're going to be recapping some of the biggest stories in the business space regarding biosimilars, including adalimumab preparation, partnerships for commercialization, and more. At the beginning of the month, Coherus Biosciences partnered with the Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company to bring YUSIMRY, an adalimumab biosimilar launching on the U.S. market in July 2023, to patients at a lower price. Cost Plus Drugs, an online pharmacy created by Shark Tank's Mark Cuban, aims to bring low-cost generic drugs to the public, regardless of a patient's health coverage status. The new partnership is the first time Cost Plus Drugs will offer a biologic to its customers. YUSIMRY will be offered to patients at $569.27, plus dispensing and shipping fees. The biosimilar will be available with an auto-injector presentation featuring a 29-gauge needle and will be included in the Team Cuban Card Prescription Benefit Program, allowing for patients to obtain their prescriptions from a local independent pharmacy at the same price they would get through the online platform. The partnership led to AbbVie, the developer of YUSIMRY's originator, filing a preliminary injunction against Coherus, alleging that Coherus' partnership with Cost Plus Drugs infringed on a previous agreement between AbbVie and Coherus that granted the latter a non-exclusive license to commercialize YUSIMRY. Since the filing, AbbVie and Coherus have agreed to settle the dispute. Additionally, SmithRx has become the first pharmacy benefit manager to announce that it will cover YUSIMRY, which is one of 9 FDA-approved adalimumab products expected to launch in 2023. The pharmacy benefit manager will offer the drug at more than a 90% discount from the originator and is working with Cost Plus Drugs and Coherus to work out coverage options. Ahead of the July adalimumab boom, when 8 adalimumab biosimilars are projected to launch in the United States, the Center for Biosimilars updated a series of articles prepping major stakeholders on the products that are coming down the pipeline, the differences between them, and how they can prepare for the large influx of new, lower-cost products. Alvotech and Advanz Pharma announced they would extend their partnership to commercialize 5 new biosimilars for European markets. Under the agreement, Alvotech will be responsible for development and commercial supply, and Advanz Pharma will be in charge of registration and commercialization in Europe. In addition to the development of an emalizumab biosimilar, which is the drug included in the original partnership, the expanded deal includes biosimilars for Simponi and Entyvio, as well as 3 early-stage undisclosed biosimilar candidates. New research has found that the Medicare 340B program is slowing uptake of biosimilars by incentivizing use of more expensive biologics. The researchers investigated the 340B drug pricing program's impact on biosimilar uptake in the hospital, outpatient departments, based on use of filgrastim and infliximab products from 2017 to 2019. Using a regression discontinuity design to examine the impact of the 340B program on biosimilar administration, the researchers found substantial discontinuities in biosimilar use among hospitals just above the threshold compared with those just below it. The authors suggested for the program to consolidate billing codes to ensure biosimilars are reimbursed at the same rate as the reference product, which would make the lowest cost product, for example, the biosimilar, the most profitable to prescribe. Sandoz established a new roadmap to provide actionable steps across 4 focus areas: approvability, acceptability, accessibility, and affordability, to overcome key challenges and increase biosimilar adoption globally. The Act 4 Biosimilars Action Plan is part of the Act 4 Biosimilars Initiative, which has the goal of increasing biosimilar adoption by at least 30 percentage points in 30-plus countries by 2030. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. To read all of the articles that were listed today, you can find them in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.